Hey, this is Steve Allen. I'm the pastor of Destiny Christian Center in LaPlace, Louisiana. I want to thank you for joining us today on the Discovering Your Destiny broadcast. I hope it builds your faith, helps you to grow in every area of your life. Enjoy this message.
We've been talking about excellence for several weeks. Our main subject is excellence. We're dealing with how we should possess excellence in our lives, the spirit of excellence. We dealt with external excellence. We dealt with internal excellence. And now we're dealing with specific areas where we should see excellence in our lives. Actually, we said in the previous lesson that excellence ought to be in every part of our lives. But we're kind of picking out now different parts of our lives that we should really practice excellence in. We started last week talking about excellence in what comes out of our mouths, or excellence in our speech, or excellence in what we say. And I want to continue along those lines today. I want to continue talking about excellence in what comes out of your mouth. Last week, just for the sake of review, we talked about the integrity of word, and we talked about dependability of word. We've got to know how important our words are, how important our speech is. We read in James chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. James had a lot of crucial things to say regarding our speech and regarding our tongue. He says that if we can control our tongues, we can control our entire body. He talked about putting a bit in the horse's mouth and being able to control the whole body of the horse. And then he talked about how a small helm can control a ship. And if we can get our tongues in order, we can keep our bodies in line and our lives on course. And then in the fifth and sixth verse of chapter 3 in James, talked about how one word can do a lot of damage. You can take a match and set a whole forest on fire. And one word can do a lot of damage. I heard somebody say this a long time ago, loose lips sink ships. And then we went on to talk about how we cannot control our tongues with natural power, but our tongues can be controlled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And then we ended up the lesson talking about dependability of word. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 33 through 37, Jesus says, "Let your yes be yes and your nay be nay, or your no be no." In other words, we should honor our words. Now, last week's lesson dealt with speech as it relates to other people. Today's lesson, I want to talk about your speech as it relates to you. You know, most people don't realize the power of their words. And see, we've got to realize that the things we speak out of our mouths will set the very foundation for our lives. It's the words that we speak that transmits faith or fear. Now, for the most part, this will be some stuff that we probably heard before, but I thought that it was needed in this series on excellence, because people of excellence, hear this, people of excellence don't talk like average people. when Peter was denying Jesus, they told him, "Oh, we know that you're one of them. And the reason we know it is because your speech betrays you." In other words, you talk just like him. And that's what we want to do. We want to talk like him. Let's look at a very familiar text. Go to Proverbs 18. And we are going to look at verses 20 and 21. Get your Bibles and let's look at Proverbs 18, verses 20 and 21. It says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his lips, of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Let me read this in the Amplified Bible. It says, a man's moral self shall be filled with the fruit of his mouth, and with the consequences of his words, he must be satisfied, whether good or evil. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they who indulge in it shall eat the fruit of it for death or life. Now, first of all, when this scripture speaks of death, it's talking about different manifestations of death. It goes beyond just physical death. It includes spiritual death. It includes destructive habits, poverty, defeat, guilt, failure, and hell, and a whole host of other things. And then when this scripture talks about life, it includes physical life, eternal life, heaven, health, peace, victory, success, increase, and also another whole host of other things. So when we look at this text and it talks about death and life, we must understand everything that's included in this. So death and life are in the power of the tongue. That says a lot. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So when we speak our words represent either life or death. Now, if you're going to have this life that the scripture is speaking of, we must speak some stuff on purpose. Did you hear what I just said? We've got to start speaking some things on purpose. If you'll notice in verse 20, it says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Your words are seeds that produce a harvest that you have to eat. Oh, did you hear what I just said? Your words are seeds that produce a harvest that you have to eat. You have to be careful because you're going to eat your words. Wow. You are going to eat your words. My phone's making noise. I'm sorry. And then in verse 21, it says that death and life are in the power of the tongue. But please understand, it's not somebody else's tongue. It is yours. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. Let me tell you this. I can pray for you all night. And if I'm saying one thing and I'm praying for a certain thing and you're saying something else, you're going to get what you say. See, my prayers won't undo spiritual law. You're going to eat the fruit of your lips. Did you hear what I just said? You're going to eat the fruit of your lips. That's why we've got to learn how to control our words and control our speech. The key to having excellence in speech, and listen to this, is finding the promises of God in the word, believing those words in your heart, and then confessing them out of your mouth. It's just that simple. Finding the promises of God in the word, believing those promises in your heart and confessing it with your mouth. Go to Joshua 1:8. Joshua 1:8. Thank you, Jesus. Listen to what Joshua 1:8 says. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Get the word in your mouth and do it, and then you'll make your way prosperous, and then you'll have good success. See, This is why I'm not losing my mind while the world is in turmoil. Because I'm in it, but I'm not of it. Did you understand? This is why I'm not confessing about, you know, oh, this is happening and that's happening. And, oh, what I'm going to do? No. Because I'm going to eat my words are seeds. And I'm going to eat the fruit of my lips. I have a greater one living on the inside of me. And the Bible says I can make my way prosperous and I can have good success. And let me tell you this. I'm glad that it says good success because all success is not good success. Proverbs 10:22 says that the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and he addeth no sorrow with it, no regrets. So I refuse to speak gloom and doom. I refuse to speak gloom and doom. That's not for me. That's not for us. That's not for kingdom people. I will have good success with no regrets. Come on, confess that right there where you are. I will have good success with no regrets. Everybody's talking about the gas prices. They're high. Okay. If the gas goes up, God has made some promises to me. That means that my income has to go up. It can't go past the level of my faith. It can't get beyond what he can't handle. Lord have mercy. Come on, say this again. I will have good success with no regrets. Look at John 10:10. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. John 10:10. Listen to what Jesus says. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Listen to what Jesus says. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The thief is Satan, and he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Listen to this. If he came to steal something, if he came to kill something, if he came to destroy something, it must mean that I have something. Did you hear me? If he came to kill something, if he came to steal something, if he came to destroy something, it must mean that I have something. And primarily, he does his damage through undisciplined tongues. Satan can come. He can tempt. He can try you. But he cannot establish evil in your life without your assistance. And most of the time, we are assisting him with our words. He comes and he tempts and he causes all kinds of things to happen in all kinds of chaos so he can push us to say things that we don't want to see. See, you have to ask yourself before you speak a word, you got to ask yourself this question. Do I want to see what I'm getting ready to say? Do I really want that? I don't care what's coming up. What doesn't matter what's happening around me. Doesn't matter about my circumstances and my situation. Do I want to see what I'm getting ready to say? And if I don't want to see it, I'm not going to say it. And I'm talking about you shouldn't even play with your words. Let me show you this. Go to Psalms 39 and 1. Calm down, Steve. What's wrong with you? Calm down. Psalms 39 and 1. Listen to this. I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. Lord have mercy. Let me read this in the Amplified Bible. I said, I will take heed and guard my ways that I may sin not with my tongue. I will muzzle my mouth as with a bridle while the wicked are before me. We need to guard our mouths because the wicked one, Satan, is listening to our words. Gotta go to Proverbs 30 and 32. Come on, see here. Proverbs 30 and 32. Thank you, Jesus. Listen to this. If thou hast done foolishly in lifting up thyself, or if thou hast thought evil, lay thine hand upon thy mouth. It says, if you think evil, lay your hand on your mouth. See, if you lay your hand on your mouth, you won't speak the thought, and the thought will die unborn. See, a thought unspoken will die unborn. But if you speak that evil thought, then that evil thought is conceived, and it will come to manifestation. So if you think evil, before you speak it, put your hand over your mouth. Don't say it. Don't release it in the atmosphere. Now, on the other hand, we can also, listen to this, We can release angels in the Spirit of God to work on our behalf if we speak God's word. I'll show you. Go to Psalms 103 and 19. Psalms 103 and 19. Y'all excuse me for being a little excited tonight. I'm trying to press this point. Listen, it says the Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens. Listen to this. And his kingdom ruleth over all. His kingdom ruleth over all. There is nothing that you will face in this life that the kingdom of God on the inside of you cannot overcome. The kingdom ruleth over all. Did you hear what I just said? God's kingdom ruleth over all. Nothing you deal with in this life can overcome the kingdom. The kingdom ruleth over all. That's why I refuse to accept all the stuff in the news reports about my life, because the kingdom ruleth over all. That's not my news. The kingdom on the inside of me is ruling over all. I'm greater inwardly than I am outwardly. That's why the Philistines couldn't handle Samson in Judges chapter 16. And this is a word for somebody. I want you to get this. They cut his hair, which was the key to his power. They cut his hair, but they didn't kill the root. Oh, Jesus. See, if you read Judges 16 and 22, it says that his hair began to grow back again. And somebody in this service tonight, folk thought that it was over for you, but they didn't know that they thought they killed you, but they didn't kill the root. You're getting ready to bounce back. I'm about to run out of this studio. I'm telling you, I'm about to run. They thought they killed you. They left you for dead, but they didn't kill the root. You're getting ready to bounce back, baby. Oh, God. Look at verse 20. I'm sorry. Let me move on. Psalms 103 and verse 20. Listen, this is where I want to get to. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments. Listen, hearkening unto the voice of his word. The angels hearken to the voice of his word. Here it is. When I speak what is written, there are angels assigned to cause it to come to pass in my life. But if I don't speak the word, they ain't listening. They won't move until I speak their language. So you speaking all that gloom and doom? Angels say, I ain't heard that. I'm not listening to that. But they're hearkening to the voice of his word. So our words and our speech is vital to the life of excellence. I want you to listen to this statement. Your circumstances will remain on the same level of your consistent confession. You will never live beyond your words. If you read in Joel 3 and 10, it says, let the weak say, I'm strong. Then in Isaiah 33 and 24, it says, the inhabitants shall not say, I am sick. So there are some things that you should say, and then there are some things that you should not say. And again, generally, our circumstances will remain on the same level of our consistent confession. Did you hear what I just said? Our circumstances will remain on the same level of our consistent confession. Now, one observation that I want to make is the promises of God always come with practicing the principles. In other words, faith without corresponding action is void of power. I have to say this. See, God has has his part, but I have a part I have to play too. I can go around confessing prosperity and being debt free, but if I'm blowing every dime that I make, that's an empty confession. If you're going to confess financial deliverance, you need to get involved in a day-by-day plan that's going to bring you out of financial bondage. In other words, the things of God require cooperation. If I'm confessing having good health, I can't stuff my body with a bunch of unhealthy things. You got high blood pressure and you eating pork chops every day? Bacon sandwiches in the morning? A pork chop sandwich in the afternoon? Hog cracklings? All kinds of salty stuff? And then you talking about confessing good health? The promises of God work with the cooperation of man. It requires that you cooperate. Faith without works is dead. The woman with the issue of blood, the Bible says that she heard that Jesus was in town. And she said, if I touch his clothes, I'm going to be made whole. And then the Bible says that she began to press her way through the crowd. See, she got the word of faith. It became alive in her. She made the faith confession, and then she put some action behind her confession. So our words are important, but we also have to have corresponding action. I want to close tonight with a confession. We've been making this confession since the beginning of the pandemic, and I'm going to tell you something. I believe the word of God. We've got this confession out of Psalms 91. And I want you to say this confession along with me. It's six of them that we got out of Psalms 91. Actually, I got this from my mentor. Say this with me. I am delivered from satanic traps and fatal diseases. Come on, confess it. Confess it. I am delivered from satanic traps and fatal diseases. Number two, I want you to say this. I am not afraid because I have 24-hour protection. Number three, confess this. 1,000 shall fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come near me. Say this. I see what's happening, but I don't experience it in my personal life. Hallelujah to God. Number four, say this, there shall no evil befall me, and no plague shall come near me, my family, or my home. Number five, confess this, God's angels surround me wherever I go and protect me from all evil. And number six, I'm satisfied with long life, and I enjoy God's full plan for my life. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to write those confessions down. If you didn't get them after the service is over, you can go back and review it again. Write them down and make these confessions over your life every day. Our words are vital. We have to have excellence in what comes out of our mouths because we are going to eat the fruit of our lips.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the message today. If you're ever in the greater New Orleans area, please visit Destiny Christian Center at 612 Main Street in LaPlace, Louisiana. If not, you can visit us at destinychristian.org/radio.